Alva, the Gemara says, but Rav said that, but the Rav said that this chat Alva daima minei. But let's say, no, we know that she did live with a husband. She's very close with him, and we have the big shot to say that they live together. Is afagav the daima mi alma, even though she also has other boyfriends, still basra de desha dinale. Still we would say the son goes after the husband, and therefore the kid would not be a mamzer. If the kid is only a mamzer when we don't have a right to say that the father lived with her, but rather a different man. But when she's dying mamine, she's close with the husband, even though they didn't make nisuyin yet, we know that they had a beer together, and that the kid is because of him. And therefore it's not a mamzer. Omar Rava, Rava says, now minu aminullah. How do I know to say this? Tiktonik says, now Mishnah, yoldo toichal. Again, where the kohen was manis, Abbas Yisrael, if she becomes pregnant, she's lavi truma. Hey Chidomi, what's the Mishnah talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, the daima minei. That, like, we know that she had beer with this kohen. Fulloi daima miyalma, and she had nothing to do with any other men, were not choshida with any other men, so the only person she lived with was with this kohen. Is tericha lameima the techel? Does the Mishnah have to tell us such a case? Trita? That she's going to eat truma now. Lamaisa, the father is the kohen, and therefore she'll eat truma. El alav, isn't the Mishnah talking about the daima naima miyalma? That even though we know true the Kohen was manas, so the Kohen lived with her, but we know she also has other boyfriends. And we have to be afraid that she lived with somebody else also. And still we say what? That the father is the Kohen, and she's Lari Truma. So ma hos or ma doch over here by the Kohen be manasa. To lahai Yisura, lahai Yisura. If the Kohen or somebody else lived with her, it's the exact same Issa. The be manas abas Yisrael or mafata abas Yisrael. Is Bas for the day Shadin and Lei? Still, we say since we know for sure 100% the Kohen lived with her, we say the Kohen is the father and the son is the Ben Kohen, and therefore she could eat truma. Is Hocha in the case of Ravzdin over here? To Lahai Yisur Alahai Atera for the husband to live with his wife, even though they did not make Nisuin yet, Midirai sets Muta for somebody else to do it is Chayiv Misa. Is Lekoshchen, shouldn't for sure we say that if we have a reason to say that she's close with the husband and she lived with the husband, that the son goes after the husband and not after somebody else? Omulay Abaye, Abaye said back, Liyelam really, Eimalach, I tell you, that Kolhecha de Daime me Alma, maybe any time we know that she has other boyfriends, she's choshim with somebody else, Afagav de Daime Minei, even though we also know she's close with the husband and we have a good reason to say she lived with the husband. Omar Rav Havlad Mamzer, still Rav would say the kid is a Mamzer. Since we're Choshida for other men, the kid is a Mamzer. Umas Nitzanai, what's Shana Mishta that says that the kid is a Kohen, and therefore the mother could eat Truma? For the Loidai Maklau, where she has no other boyfriends, we're not Choshida from anybody else. So therefore we only know she had Bia, she had Busmanis, where she was from the Kohen. Therefore the Mishta says she could eat Truma. But any other time when we have a Chshas, maybe she's with somebody else, even though we also think maybe she's with a husband, still we have right to say the kid is a mamzer. That's Rav Zaloch. Right, then the Mishnah said, Eved poisel mishum biya. An Eved pasels mishum biya. As we had before, and that din is like we had before, that if an Eved lives with the Isha, she makes a posel. But who would then the Mishnah says that V'ena poisel mishum zera, but the kid you have from an Eved is not called your kid, it doesn't pasel. How does the Gemara says, my time, how do we know this? On Makroa, the Pasuk says, Ho'isha v'ilodeho tiladuneho. That a shivcha that has a son, it's a shivcha. It's an Eved, it doesn't belong to the father. So therefore, the Eved is not meyuchas after his father. Therefore here, whether it's a question of a bas Yisrael, to be able to eat truma, she can't. Or if it's a bas kohen that was married to Yisrael, that can't eat truma, she could eat truma here. The Eved is not called their son. Vaita Mamzer, though, the Mishnah says, Poisel Meichel. Mamzer is called your son, so it's either Poisel to a Bas Kohen, or else it's Meichel to Bas Yisrael. Tana Rabbonim, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Vizera Einlo. It's in a case where she was a Bas Kohen that was married to a Yisrael, and the husband dies, so she's allowed to go back to her father's house, Tetruma. But that's providing she does not have any child. She does not have any children. It says, Vizera Einlo. So Vidashin Einlo Yela Zera. Only if she doesn't, only if she has a child, her own son, her own daughter would not let her eat truma. What about Zera Zari Minayin? How do we know a grandson? In other words, this past Kohen was married to Yisrael, and they had a son, and the son got married and had a son, and now her first son died. So how do we know, since she still has a grandson, she cannot go back to truma? Talmud Lerma, the Pasuk says, V'zera ein lo mikol makom. Mashmi, any type of a son, any type of a child, she cannot go back to her father's house to eat, even if it's only a grandson. Ein lo yel zera kosher. This is only so far good if the zera is kosher. He's a regular Yisrael, he's not a mamzer. What about zera posel? Let's say in a case where the kid is a mamzer. How do we know again if the mother was a bas koyin, and then she had a daughter, and that daughter lived with an eved, that on the man the yom, the kid is a mamzer? How do we know now that the bas koyin can still not go back to truma? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, "V'zera ein lo ayin olo." We have to be ayin. Check her out carefully. Any type of a son or child she has, she cannot go back to her father's house to truma. For the Gemara, ayvo afikto lezera zara. We use this drasha of ayin olo that even a grandchild. So how do we know even a mamzer? So the Gemara says, true, but zera zara la yitzra kru. For a grandson, you do not need a pasuk to say that she cannot go back to truma. Why? Because that's a svara that's b'nei bonim harayim kebonim. Children, grandchildren are like your children. So therefore, that's pshita that she could, she does not go back to truma if she has a grandchild. Is ki yitzra kru, when do we need the pasuk? The zera pasuk. That even though the grandchild is a mamzer, still she cannot go back to her father's house teach him. Oh, Malay Resh Lakish to Rabbi Yechanan. So Resh Lakish said to Rabbi Yechanan, Keman, who do we go like Lechur Kerbe Kiva? The Yoma Yesh Mamzer Michai Vilavin, that is a mamzer by Echai Vilavin. Like Rashi says, Keman Masnitsin Niktoni, Oyve Kichovim Yever Abu Abasi Sol of Lad Mamzer. That our Mishnah says of a goy or an eved lives with a bas yisrael, the kid is a mamzer. L'chur it's only chayv elavin. So l'chur our Mishnah goes like a kiva shita. That knows that chayv elavin is not tofsi kedushin, and therefore the kid's a mamzer. So Mora says no. Afilu tamer rabbonin. Even if you want to say which the Mishnah goes according to rabbonin, v'yoyve kechovim v'yeved moedu. That by a goy or an eved the rabbonin are moedu. That if they live with a bas yisrael, the kid is a mamzer. Why? The chiyosi ravdimi amr rav yitzchok bar ravdimi. Mishum Rabbeinu, that Oyved Keichovim V'Eved Ha'abua Bas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. That's the Shita. Even though the Halacha we don't hold like this. The Halacha we hold the kid is not a Mamzer. The kid is only Pasa Lakuna. However, these Man Yomim hold that an Eved Ha'abua Bas Yisrael, since there's no Tefisus Kedushin at all, even though it's only Yechai V'Lavin, still the kid is a Mamzer. Yeah, then the end of the Mishnah said that Koyen Godol Pomim Shepoisel. Sometimes a bas kohen was married to Yisrael, had a son, and even though the son is a kohen gadol or grandson, still she's not allowed to go back to her father's house. She can't eat truma. So Mor says, "Tana Rabbanu, that sometimes the lady could say, the grandmother could say, Hareni kaporis ben biti, like I'll be a kapora forgiveness for my grandson, kuzi, even though he's a mamzer, of a shemachlene b'truma, but because of the mamzer, sometimes I eat truma." Like we had, if she was a Bas Yisrael, that she was married to a Kohen, and then she had a daughter, and let's say an Eved lived with the daughter. So the son is, what comes out is a Mamzer. However, though, it's called she has a Zera from the Kohen still, and therefore she's still allowed to eat Truma. Ma'ashen kein v'eini kaporis ben biti, I do not want to be a forgiveness. But my granddaughter, Kador, like a grandson over here, Kador, she paslanim in a Truma. That even though he's a Kohen Gadol, but Lamaisa and Postel teach Truma because of him. Again, where she was a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, and they had a daughter, and his daughter married a Kohen, and they had a son, and the Kohen became a Kohen Gadol. Lamaisa, the grandmother now, the Bas Kohen cannot eat Truma, because since she was married to a Yisrael, and this is a grandson she has from the Yisrael, so she cannot go back to eat Truma. Even though the son is a Kohen Gadol, it's possible the grandmother is not allowed to eat Truma because of the son. Yehadrin Alecha Almon. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Ha'oro, the Chol HaTameim, is Lo Yechlo Betruma. If you have a Kohen that's an Oro, like Rashi says, Kohen Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Mila, a Kohen that his brother died Bishas Mila. So therefore, you don't have to give him a Mila. But our call upon him is called an Oro, he has his Orus. Or else HaTameim, any Kohen that's Tomei, is Alecha Lo Yechlo Betruma. They're not Ladi Truma. But their wives, or else their Eved Kenani, is a Ladi Truma. Because even though they're an oral, so what? Lamaisa, the wife is called an Ashes Kohen, they're allowed to eat a Truma. Petsua Dake Okrushuvcha, the Lachris Hain Viavdeyem Yechlu. Because even though the Kohen himself is a Petsua Dake, or Okrushuvcha, we'll soon see what that means.
there's something wrong with this bait somewhere else, his aver was cut off. The halacha is they're allowed to eat the kohen kiri truma, and who adin v'avdeim if beyond a nevet kanani could also eat truma. But in the shayim lo yechlu, the wife of the kohen is not allowed to eat truma. Because the halacha is when it becomes a p'tua daka, it's a chai v'lavin. So when he lives with his wife, he makes his wife into a halolo, and therefore she's possible now to eat truma. What about v'im lo yodo mishenasa p'tua daka krushucha? Let's say like first they were married and the husband, the kohen, was normal. For as later on in life, then he became a krushucha, or else a p'tuadaka. So halacha is that from then on he's puzzle. Let's say they did not live together, so she does not become a chalolo. Therefore, re'elu yechlu. Therefore, now his wife is a ladi truma. And as long as he did not live with her, when he became a p'tuadaka, krushucha, then his wife is a ladi still eat truma. Now, v'yezeh p'tuadaka, what's called a p'tuadaka, kol shenif p'tu habetzim shaloi, v'yafilu achas mehen. Anytime his beitzim is like crushed, so the pshat is that he's not roi to have any kids anymore, he's not roi lazria, even if only one of them was crushed, that's called a p'tuadaka. What's called a krushuvcha? Then it's called shenichras hagid, that the gid, his eva, was cut off. V'yim nishtaya me'atoro afilu kechut hasara kosher. But it depends from where it was cut off. The top part, the yatoro, that's like the ground, the crown around it, that's where they make the mokam hamila. So if any part of that top crown is still left of the Aver, then it's okay. Even a mashu, even kachut hasara. But if the whole ator is cut off, then that's called part of the gid was cut off, and then he's a kruv shubcha, he can't have any children, therefore it's called a chai vilavin, and when he lives with his wife, he makes his wife into a chalolo, therefore the din is, she's not allowed to eat truma. So now the Gemara says, Tanya, we learn like this, Omer Rebeloza, Minayin la'orol shein oichol b'truma. How do we know, like the chiddush of the Mishnah, that if a kohen is an oral, he didn't have a bris milah yet, he's not allowed to eat truma. So Rebbe Elazar says, Nemar, it says in Shmois, that toisha v'socher b'pesach. In the parasha of a korban pesach, it says the locha that a toisha v'socher is not allowed to eat from the korban pesach. V'nemar toisha v'socher b'truma. Says the locha, toisha v'socher is not allowed to eat truma. A teisha v'socher of a kohen is not allowed to eat truma. We'll soon explain what it means a teisha v'socher. A teisha means you live there for a long time. V'socher, you just hired, you're living there a short time. So now we make this gzereshova from Hilchas Korban Pesach to Hilchas Truma to tell us ma teisha v'socher omer v'pesach. Just like by Korban Pesach, oral is also boy, and oral is also teach from a Korban Pesach is af teisha v'socher omer v'truma. The same thing a teisha v'socher that it says in the parasha of Truma is oral also boy, that an oral is also teach Truma. So that's the limud from our Mishnah that oral is even if he's a kohen, he's also teach Truma. Rav Yakiva Raima the post Enoi Torah. I don't need this Gzeir Shova Teisha V'Sachir from the parish of Korban Pesach. But rather, Harei Raima, the Postik says, Ish Ish. Says the Postik Rashi says, Ish Ish Mizera Aroin V'Utzrua Oizav L'Rabbis Oral. The Gemara Dashins. That L'Rabbis says Oral. It comes to teach us what even an Oral has the same aloka like a Tomei. And just like a Tomei is not Ladi Truma, who had in an Oral is also not Ladi Truma. So, this is the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, how do we know the din of our Mishnah that an oral cannot eat truma? Rabbi Akiva says in this posik, from this posik of Ish Ish, L'Rabba is oral. Now the Gemara first goes to explain Rabbi Elazar, and then we'll go back later to explain Rabbi Akiva. So, Omar, before we learned, Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Rabbi Elazar says, Nema Toisha V'Sochi B'Pesach, V'Nema Toisha V'Sochi B'Truma. Says the word Toisha V'Sochi by both. So we're making Zereshova to tell us, Ma Toisha V'Socher Omer V'Pesach, just like by the Pasha of the Korban Pesach, Oral is also boy, because the Torah says V'Feirish, and Oral is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach, is Av Toisha V'Socher Omer B'Truma. The same thing, the words of Toisha V'Socher that it says by the Pasha of Truma, means to teach us that Oral is also boy. That an Oral, a Kayin, even if he's a Kayin, but since he's an Oral, the Din is also boy, he's not allowed to eat Truma. So Gemara says, Mufna. One of these two are extra. Di lav Mufna, because if one is not extra, ikula mifrach. I can ask the question, the klal is, when you make a gzera shava, you can ask the kasher and slug it up, if they're not extra. What's the question? Ma lepesach shekein chayovim olav mishum pigul v'noisev atomei. A carbon Pesach has a din of kachim, that the locher is if you eat it when it's pigled, if the kohen had the wrong machshava b'shas tashchita. So the meat is called pigle, and is a chiyuv koras if you eat it, you have to bring a carbon chatas. For noiser, who then if you'll eat the meat when it's left over, it's a chiyuv koras. For tome, if you tome and eat from the meat of the carbon Pesach, you chayuv koras. So these are chomedik aloch is a carbon Pesach. So maybe that's why an oral is not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach. But maybe truma, that there's no chiyuv koras, there's no chiyuv koras between carbon chatas, maybe an oral is mutati truma. So Morris says, La yafnu ya mufna. Yes, one of these two toshe v'sachas are extra. So Morris says, Hi mufna, let's see, which one is extra? E the truma, if you want to say, but a pashav truma. So Gemara says, mitzvah srichi. By the pashav truma, we need both words, toshe v'sachar. The Tanya, because we learned like this. Toshav, what does the word mean, toshav? Zeh kona kinyan olam. It means if you have an eved ivri, that's a kinyan olam, like Rashi says, means he had a nirtzah. His ears were pierced, that he's allowed to work to you, he's allowed to work for you up until yovel. That's called a toshav. Sochir, what does a sochamir mean? Zeh kona kinyan shonim. It means a regular eved ivri that's only connected to you to work for you for 6 years. So if a Kohen has an Eved Ivri, the locha is the Eved Ivri is not Lari Truma. So only a locha, when a Kohen owns an Eved Kanani, that's called a Kinyan HaGuf, he owns the Guf of the Eved, that's called Kinyan Kaspa, he can eat Truma because of the Kohen. Mashenka, when a Kohen has an Eved Ivri is not Konu, the body is Guf, is not owned by the Kohen, therefore he cannot eat Truma. Now the question is, V'yoyma Toshav, V'yoyma Sochir, let the Pasuk just say Toshav, and I don't need the word sochir, v'yani yoim, and I would say for myself, if ka no kinyan olam, en oichol, madach we never never ivri, that works for you until yoivol. Still, he cannot eat truma because of the kayin, ka no kinyan shonim, lekol shchein, isn't it for sure if you have a regular eved ivri, that only works for 6 years, that for sure, he cannot eat truma because of the kayin. So Gemara says like this, ilu kain, if it would have just said the word toshav, I would have said Toshav Zekon Kinyan Shanim. I would have thought the word Toshav could also refer to a regular Eved Ivri that only works for 6 years. Ah, well, Kono Kinyan Olam. But maybe if the Eved Ivri had the Nirtza that you're allowed to work with him now until Yovel, maybe Eichel, maybe he is allowed to eat Truma. Maybe that's called a Kinyan Kasbai. Therefore, Bos Socher, that's what a Torah has to say, two words. Toshav Socher, it says the word Socher V'limod Al Toshav. It comes to teach us what the meaning of Toshav is. Sha'af al pi shakonu kinyan olam. Like the word socher itself means Eved Ivri that works for 6 years. So the word Toshav means that he works to Yovel. So the chiddush is, even though he's konya kinyan olam, that he works for you to Yovel, still the din is ein oichel. He's not larit truma. So that's why we need both words, Toshav asochir, by the pasha of truma. So they're not extra. So Gemara says, true, el de Pesach mufna. I'll tell you, by the words, by the Korban Pesach, the word Toshav HaSachar, there it's extra. So Gemara Stam asks, Hai Toshav HaSachar, the cost of Achmon of the Pesach, my meal. Like, what does the Pasuk mean when it tells us that a Toshav HaSachar does not have to eat from a Korban Pesach, does not have to make a Korban Pesach? What type of a Toshav HaSachar are we talking about? Ename, if you want to tell me, Toshav HaSachar, mamish, a regular Toshav HaSachar means a regular Eved Ivri. Frat Gemara Mishrum, the heavenly Toshav HaSachar, Iftalei Mipesach. Just because he's an Eved Ivri, he's potter from a Korban Pesach. What kind of svar is that? For a Kaimalon, we hold, Gabi Truma, we just learned by the Pasha, the Halach of Truma is, the Layochel. An Eved Ivri does not eat Truma because of the Kohen that owns him. So what do you see?